faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane,
it's Superman!
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman follows a clue which he hopes will lead him to Lois Lane, the masked man makes his own plan for the girl reporter over the telephone.
Well, Mademoiselle Lois Lane remains alive. I am in great danger, Jacques. Do you understand?
Oui, monsieur, je comprends.
So you will proceed at once then to the cottage. And as soon as your task is done, telephone me.
Oui, you will hear from me shortly, monsieur. Au revoir.
Gang, I've got a new kind of quiz for you today. I'm going to talk in different kinds of languages, and I want you to try and identify them. All the languages will be made up of English words, but you're to try and guess what kind of people or occupation uses them. Okay, ready? Here's the first one. He's real gone. He's it. He's gone and come back. Real crazy, man. Crazy. Were you able to guess what kind of work the people do who talk that way? Now, here's the second one. Run him up four from the electro plate. Cut, trim, and make a French fold. How you doing, gang? Do you know who speaks that way? Now here's the third and last. Take a fixed on Polaris, mister, and walk your dividers across the chart. Well, there they are. And now for the answers. That first one, the real gone talk, that's the bebop jazz musician lingo. The second one, about the electroplate, is the way they talk in apprentice trade. And the third, of course, would be a ship's captain or navigator talking. Now the point is that all these languages are American. And in a larger sense, almost every kind of language is American. For we as an... Why, I don't think there's a single country in the world, a single race or religion that's not represented here in the United States. But regardless of where we or our forefathers once came from, we are all now Americans. So remember, boys and girls, whether we speak with a drawl or an accent, whether we're jazz musicians or printers, the main thing is that in a more important sense, we all speak the same language, and that is the language of democracy.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Cornered by assassins in the Paris Cafe, a secret agent for the French government slipped a letter to Diana Lane, a dancer, and sister of Lois Lane, the Daily Planet reporter. As a result, both Diana and Lois, who had come to Paris to join her sister, were abducted by a masked man. Diana managed to escape. But when she returned with Superman to the house where she and Lois had been held, the masked man and Lois were gone. Colonel Charlot, chief of the French Secret Service, told Clark Kent, who is really Superman, that the masked man was an unknown spy who was revealing important information to an unfriendly power. Kent then said...
Wait here for me, Colonel Charlot. If all goes well, I'll know the identity of the masked mysterious man and perhaps where Lois Lane is inside of an hour.
As we continue now, unaware that the masked man has just ordered a henchman to do away with Lois, Kent walks briskly into the office of Colonel Charlot, where the Secret Service chief is with Captain Dulac of the Paris police. Listen.
Here you are, gentlemen. There are three names on this list. I'll tell you how I got them later, but one of them is the masked man.
Really, monsieur?
Let me see the list, Monsieur Kent.
Here you are, Colonel. Unfortunately, I don't know yet which one of the three is our man, but we have his fingerprints. So all we have to do is check the prints of each suspect.
One moment, monsieur. You have written here the names of Georges Boulanger, Undersecretary in the Military Bureau.
That's right.
Monsieur Georges Aigual, an assistant in the Bureau for Air Production.
Right, Colonel. Both men are named Georges. And you remember Diana Lane said a man with the first name of Georges was mentioned in your agent's letter.
Oui, that is so, but...
Also, both are gray-haired, well-educated men, which is the way Diana described the masked man. And finally, both are in a position to obtain top military and political secrets.
But, Monsieur King.
You said, Colonel, that the spy, the masked man, was undoubtedly a man in a high government position, did you not?
Oui, that is true,
wait.
But...
What is the third name, Colonel?
Let me see. Certainly, no. This is too ridiculous.
I thought you'd say that, Colonel,
but
I...
Who is the man, Colonel? See, Captain Dulac. See the name he writes here. Monsieur Georges Carré, one of our greatest cabinet ministers.
Yes. Carré, a spy and a traitor? Well, impossible.
Now, just a minute. I know it sounds impossible, but...
That is an insult, Monsieur Carré is one of the greatest men in France.
I know that, Colonel. This is a shock to me, too, but it does fit into the picture.
How do you mean that, Monsieur Kent?
Well, if you remember, when Diana asked a taxi driver and a hotel manager to translate the letter for her, they flew into a rage and told her she was spreading lies about a great man. All right, Georges Carré is a great man.
But he's not a traitor.
I will myself vouch for him with my life.
Gentlemen, you forget that you're both police officials who cannot permit sentiment and emotion to run away with you.
But, Monsieur, it is more than that. This reflects...
Wait a minute. Wait, please. Apart from the other evidence, Lois Lane and her sister were imprisoned in a house belonging to Carré.
But Carré knew nothing of that. The house has long been condemned and deserted.
Oui, that is so.
Monsieur Kent, it is ridiculous to suspect Monsieur Carré.
One moment, Captain Dulac. Monsieur Kent is correct.
Eh?
We permit sentiment to cloud our minds.
But, Colonel, surely you cannot believe that Georges Carré is a spy and a traitor?
No, I do not believe it. But he's under suspicion. He will be given the opportunity, together with Boulanger and Aguin, to clear himself. Security not only of Mademoiselle Lois Lane, but of France itself, is at stake.
Now you're talking, Colonel. Come on, let's get going, because every minute we waste may place Miss Lane in greater danger.
You have specimens of the masked man's fingerprints, have you not, Captain Dulac?
I have. That is, I suspect there is. I found them in the house on the river, together with the fingerprints of the man Jacques and the two young ladies.
Oh, bien. We will proceed first to the office of Monsieur Boulanger. Ask him to permit us to take his fingerprints. Then we will proceed to Monsieur Aguil and finally to Monsieur Carré.
Well, now look, Colonel, why don't we go to Carré first?
Mais non, monsieur. Perhaps it will not be necessary. We proceed first to Boulanger and Aguil. Hello.
As the two French officials and Clark Kent hurry from Colonel Charlot's office to fingerprint the three suspects, Jacques, who has been ordered by the mysterious masked man to eliminate Lois Lane, is speeding in a car to carry out his mission. But just beyond the city limits of Paris, a motorcycle policeman roars up beside the speeding car and pushes Jacques to a stop.
You proceed to a firefight, monsieur?
Here I am, mon ami de gendarme. Here are my papers. You will observe that I am the chauffeur for a famous man in the government.
I do not care by whom you are employed. You have exceeded the speed limit and endangered the lives of the children coming from the school. So
oh,
you...
but I am in a great hurry. I am on an important mission for my employer. Now I must go. And you will be dealt with severely if you interfere with me.
So, you threaten me, a gendarme, monsieur?
A fig to you and all your gendarmes. I told you my employer is a great government official. Should I report you to him, you will be dealt with severely.
I do not care if your master is le président himself. You flout the law and you insult the gendarmerie. For this, you will follow me and speak your piece to the judge.
As the fuming, impatient Jacques in his car follows the irate motorcycle policeman to a local station, Clark Kent, Captain Dulac, and Colonel Charlot return to the latter's office, where they are comparing the fingerprints of Georges Boulanger and Georges Aguil with the prints of the mysterious masked man.
It is clear that the fingerprints of Monsieur Boulanger and Monsieur Aguil do not match those found by you in the house of the masked man, Captain Dulac.
Oui, that is so, Colonel.
And it's just as I thought, gentlemen. Much as I regret to say it, Georges Carré is the man we want. He must be the masked man.
No, it cannot be, Monsieur.
Impossible.
I'm sure of it. And what's more, I'll prove it. Come on, let's go right over to his office and get his fingerprint.
But wait, Monsieur. It is no simple matter to subject a great man, a great patriot, to such an indignity.
Yes, we must proceed.
Now look, gentlemen, look. I intend to find Lois Lane, come what may. And heaven help the masked man, whoever he is, if I'm too late. You stay here if you want to, but I'm off to...
We shall go to accompany you, Monsieur Kent. As you say, the spy must be found and unmasked, whoever he is. So let us proceed at once to the office of Monsieur Carré.
Accompanied by Colonel Charlot and Captain Dulac, Clark Kent hurries to Georges Carré's office, certain that Carré is the masked man. Is Kent right? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Boys and girls, you know summer often brings on sudden electrical storms. Flashes of forked lightning streak across the sky, followed by ear-splitting thunder, and oftener than not, a heavy downpour of rain. Now, at the first signs of lightning, some of us feel like clapping our hands tightly over our ears to shut out the thunder we know will follow. Then, as the thunder starts to roll off in the distance and the echo grows less and less fearsome, we sigh with relief. But you never can tell where that same lightning may hit and cause considerable damage. Now, science has found a way to deal with lightning. It has perfected the lightning rod, which provides a safe conduct path that brings the lightning's powerful current of electricity safely to the ground. By putting lightning rods on buildings, church steeples, and such, and by obeying a few simple rules, most of the damage caused by thunderstorms can be, and most often is, prevented. Now, come to think of it, gang, lightning and prejudice have a lot in common. Prejudice flares up dangerously, just like lightning does, and plenty of damage can and is done by it. People are almost always hurt when prejudice strikes, and unless you use the lightning rod of common sense and reason to bring prejudice to the ground, serious damage is sure to result. So avoid troublemakers and soreheads. I mean those who speak ill of other races and religions. Just as science uses the lightning rod as a force to render electricity harmless, so you can use fair play and understanding as powerful forces against prejudice to help make this a safer and better world to live in.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Believing that Georges Carey, a cabinet minister, is the mysterious masked man who is responsible for the disappearance of Lois Lane, Clark Kent has fled to the official's office with Colonel Charlow and Captain Dulac. Now, after a brief, low-voiced conversation with Carey's secretary, Colonel Charlow joins Kent and Dulac.
Monsieur Carey's secretary informs me that the minister was called away a few minutes before we arrived, Monsieur Kent.
Called away? To where?
I do not know. But he left word he would return shortly.
Well, let us seat ourselves and await his return.
Well, I suppose that's all we can do, Colonel, but I don't like it. Because the more I think of it, the more sure I am that Carey is the masked man. And every moment we wait means danger for Lois Lane.
Perhaps. But we can do nothing now but wait and hope.
Dreadful and impatient, Kent waits with Colonel Charlow and Captain Dulac in Georges Carey's outer office. While at that moment, a handsome car with Kent's quarry himself at the wheel and a smiling Jacques beside him pulls away from a local police station outside the city limits and moves southward away from Paris.
Ah, monsieur, how we go with that motorcycle policeman when you appear and let me release by this stupid gendarme? I warned him you were a famous official.
You're a fool, sir. If you'd been arrested in Paris, you might have been recognized as the one the police seek, the servant of the masked man.
Oh, but monsieur Carey...
He is stupid one. I should have known better than to trust inferiors with so important a mission.
I am sorry, monsieur. I will make no further mistake in this matter.
You will have no opportunity to do so. I myself will see that the Mademoiselle Lois Lane is put out of the way.
Oh, monsieur.
Oui. This I shall do within the next half hour. Then no one will ever know that the masked man and Georges Carey are one and the same.
Well, it looks as if Clark Kent is right when he says that Georges Carey is the masked man, the traitor who betrays his country, and who at this moment is on his way to eliminate Lois Lane. There are thrills and excitement in tomorrow's suspenseful episode, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of The Mystery of the Letter on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure Serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.